name is John Bayliss, and welcome to this Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, we are so glad that you've joined us. I'd love to open in an opening prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this reason, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said amen. I'd like to start, we open with Bible scriptures again today, see what God's nature is like, what his heart is towards you. We see in Psalm 86:15, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. And in 2 Thessalonians in the New Testament it says, may God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you rich blessings and peace-filled hearts and minds. See, we see that the God of the Bible is full of compassion, that he's gracious, that he's long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. And Jesus wants to give you rich blessings and peace-filled hearts and minds. If you haven't got this, then Jesus wants you to have it. You could be saying to yourself, but I'm too big a sinner for this, to receive all these blessings. The answer is simple. Jesus came to save all sinners. In 1 Timothy 1:15 and 16, the Apostle Paul writes, how true it is, and how long, that everyone should know it, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the greatest of them all. But God had mercy on me, so that Christ Jesus could use me as an example to show everyone how patient he is with even the worst sinners, that others will realize that they too can have everlasting life. For God so loved you, my friends. God's remedy for sin and to have everlasting life is the cross at Calvary. Jesus Christ is the only answer to this problem. He died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the penalty for our sins and our sicknesses, and bridging the gap between God and you. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Friends, God has provided the only way. We must make the choice. Our response is to receive Christ. We must trust Jesus Christ and receive him by personal invitation. The Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. See, the Bible is saying you have to make the choice by personal invitation to become children of God, to have your sins forgiven. The Bible says in Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. See, this is the best news mankind ever heard. God is offering a free gift here today, the gift of salvation, and it's free. You can't work for it and you can't earn it, because God is offering a free gift. And this is what the Bible says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, no exemptions there. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now? If you want to get your life right with God, then just follow me in this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, if you said that prayer for the first time, then this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To learn more about Christ, read your Bible every day to know Christ better. Start on the New Testament, I would suggest, in either Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. And as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love for others, for your love and your concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Well, we get to this part of the program very shortly. I'll be starting to pray for the sick and hurting shortly. It says in Mark 16, 15 and 17, Jesus told all believers. Jesus says to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone, everywhere. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. You see, almost two-thirds of Jesus' ministry involved healing the sick and deliverance from demons. This was his way of advancing and demonstrating the kingdom of God. We see this in Luke 11:20. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has already come upon you. And we see in Matthew 8:16 and 17, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, or bore our diseases. We see that there is nothing too difficult for Jesus in these scriptures. It says he healed all. In Matthew 9, 2 and 6, it says, soon some men brought him a paralyzed boy on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick boy, cheer up, son, for I have forgiven your sins. Verse 6 says, I, the Messiah, have authority on earth to forgive sins, but talk is cheap. Anyone could say that. So I'll prove it to you by healing this man. Then turning to the paralyzed man, he commanded, pick up your stretcher and go home, for you are healed. And the boy jumped up and left. A chill of fear swept through the crowd as they saw this happen right before their eyes. So they praised God for giving such authority to a man. Friends, we see in these scriptures Jesus' authority not only to forgive sins as well as heal a paralyzed boy. See, Jesus tells us in the Bible, you are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone, everywhere. And those who believe shall use my authority to cast out demons and sickness. In the book of Romans it says, through mighty signs, wonders and miracles, by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And in 1 Thessalonians it says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. See, friends, not once did Jesus ever place any condition on who was to be healed and who was not to be healed. God's healing power has never stopped flowing, and divine healing has not passed away. The healing message and the healing ministry is still valid for today. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Friends, whatever your pain or sickness, just place your hand on that part of your body now as I begin to pray for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the brokenhearted and with the broken emotions, I rebuke your power and I command you to loose them. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. To those that are causing pains and discomfort, spirit of infirmity, I bind and I break your power. I command you to loose and set them free now. Be healed and made whole. Those with cysts or cancers at the very roots, I curse that cancer right now and command it to shrivel and die at the roots. Now loose them and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. And those in captivity to oppression or depression, I rebuke you now. Be healed and made whole right now. Holy Spirit, I pray, increase your healing power now. I command soundness, perfect soundness, Lord, to every single person. It's got the hand stretched out to you now. Have words of knowledge that a person with a bowel problem that's being healed right now, have pain on your bowel. I believe it's a woman of about 45. There's one person there that you're being healed right now. Some of the pains are receding in their bodies right now, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. There's some other person there with a skin disease. You're being healed right now. Actually feel the tingling in your skin right now. You feel the heat coming on you. There's a person there, heart problems, being healed right now. You're being healed right now. There's a person with blood disorder, you're being healed right now. There's another person with a foot, you're being healed right now. You're being healed right now. It's the right foot, you're being healed. It's in your ankle, except in the heel, you're being healed right now. There's many others that are being touched right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your miraculous healing power that's touching your people right now. For it says in Ephesians 3:20, now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts or hopes. Friends, I'd just like to make sure that you're living a right relationship with God and with each other. If we are to receive and keep anything God has given us, then we must forgive as God forgives us. The Bible tells us we must live in peace and we must not be fighting and arguing. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you now. We would love to hear from you. If you have made a commitment for Christ or if you've received your healing today, please let us know. We would love to hear and rejoice with you. My prayer for you is this: may God's peace and his choicest blessings be yours. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
like a mighty rushing stream. The touch of the hand of Jesus, dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soon. For the cleansing power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When Jesus returns, your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb. Will your soul be ready for the mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?